Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, random, Wes. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Wes, welcome to the program. Random question, question.
Random, all right.
Wes, we're talking about eating. When did food do you dirty?
Oh, man, I've told one story before, but I told the story about the meat puck back in Latvia.
I feel like I remember meat in Latvia, but not the story itself. What is a meat puck? Is that like a hamburger patty?
it's the worst thing ever. It's like a breaded meat ball, and nobody warned me. Like it was kind of suspicious because nobody was eating. We were in Lia Verde, Latvia, and so it's like we're on the Latvian army post, and I'm like, nobody's in here. And so I go in there and I start eating it, and then I proceeded to wake up about midnight, and it was every hour. I would go to the bathroom violently out of my butt. And then
gathered that.
And then throw up violently five five times every time.
What is in the meat? Like, what kind of animal provides the meat in the meat puck?
God, I don't know, but it should be killed and thrown in the ocean.
But they weren't eating it. So even their military was not eating it, correct?
Yeah, everybody else was like partying and drinking beer and like eating pizza that they ordered like from the local place. And I'm like, why is like, and so the next morning when I'm like violently ill, and this very attractive nurse is taking care of me, and she's like listening to my stomach, and like, she's like, oh, that's food poisoning. Oh, here's a bunch of pills. And like, I pretty much S the bed because I trusted a fart, and I'm like, dude, it was terrible. Like,
all right, let me ask you this much, man. Did it taste good? Like, when you're eating it, did you think, this is not going to be a good night, or you like, this isn't half bad?
No, it was like panko breading, and like, it tasted good. And I'm like, I go back upstairs and start drinking beer with everybody else. And, you know, I'm like,
yeah, it sounds like beef Wellington or something like that. Or like a meat pie. It's a meatball. Yeah. Now, wait.
Or like a scotch egg almost.
Ooh. Like a scotch egg. All
right. Do you think you just got a bad one? Or do you think that would be the end result of any time that you eat the Latvian meat puck?
So what I was told was because I was in Germany. I went up to Latvia to pick up a helicopter and bring it back down to Germany, and everyone else had been there a lot longer than me. And so the next morning when I'm like violently throwing up red Kool-Aid outside of the barracks before we get in the van, and thank God it was freezing and we couldn't fly that day. I was like, dude, what is up with that dinner? And they're like, oh, you're not supposed to eat Sunday dinner. And I'm like, bro, why did you not tell me?
That's what I remember from the story now.
So
that, like, everybody else was eating pizza, and he's like, oh, I'll have the Sunday dinner.
Right. So did you have to fly that damn thing back to Germany, like, shaking all around, and you're still sick?
So, thankfully, because the weather was so bad, I got to sleep in and, well, sleep some more and rest some more. And then we flew down to Warsaw, and I'll tell you what, best sushi I've ever had in my life.
And Poland?
In Warsaw, Poland.
See, again, really? To me, you're making sketchy decision.
I'm telling you, man.
Look,
it may be landlocked, but Warsaw, Poland, some of the best sushi. I had rabbit. I got stuck there for like 5 days.
I mean, rabbit.
Rabbit makes sense.
They got rabbit. And look, I'm not saying you're wrong about Polish sushi, but it's just the idea that, right, you're landlocked, and I'm eating quote unquote fresh seafood. It just, I don't know, man. I would not have ordered it. That's just me.
Hey, look, after the meat puck, I'm trying anything.
Right, you're not scared.
Latvian meat pucks.
Yeah, what is the actual name of this?
Brother, I could not tell you. I just know what it looks like, and I know that if I ever see it again, I'm going to throw it out on the rink, and we can play hockey with it.
All right, because I actually Googled Latvian meat puck, and that, it's not a thing. I mean, they have,
they have Latvian meatballs, and they do look kind of like cutlets. I mean,
it's not like circular, it's more oval, but it came in like a little container, and I was like, oh, well, this is the only food we have, like, I guess I'm gonna eat this, and then, I shouldn't have.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, it looks like a normal meatball, but obviously it was not.
It says it's a must-try dish.
Yeah, maybe you just got a bad one.
I must have had like a bad three, because I had like three of them, because like I'm a big boy. I'm 220 pounds. I'm 6'4". Like, I was hungry, man.
Does it like come in a sauce or anything, or is it just the meatballs?
It just comes in a container, and it's just a breaded meat thing.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. If I ever go to Latvia, which I can't imagine why I would, but if I do, I'm going to avoid the meat puck.
Mm-hmm. Raise my ass. Wouldn't the food do you dirty? Fresh and ready foods. They have voluntarily recalled some of the ready-to-eat sandwiches and snack items sold in Arizona, California, Nevada, and yes, here in Washington. The voluntary recall. Why? What is this voluntary? Like, the store says, well, maybe I can send it back, or maybe I can sell it and get you sick.
Like, not a high enough percentage of, like, we know it's going to get you sick.
I think it's
so you don't have to, and they're like, we'll do it anyhow.
I think the idea is, hey, we tested something at our production facility. You say, uh-oh, Listeria, or whatever the hell it is.
Listeria is what
it is. You don't know if it's in the products you sent out, but you go like, look, man, I don't know. The last time we checked, it was April 15th. Then we checked it again on May 11th, and it turns out. So anything that we shipped out on those dates, let's get rid of it.
So the little triangle plastic container that has the two, that has the sandwich inside that's cut diagonally, that's a lot of those are being pulled. So like the egg salad sandwich we always talk about, like, do you want to get one of those at a gas station or whatever? Nope. Apparently you don't. And they're also in airports. Some hotels.
They're everywhere. And the thing is, so they say fresh and ready foods. And the first one you brought up was egg salad. We started, so it is the egg salad. It's the breakfast bistro box. It is the Italian ciabatta sandwich. It's the caprese on baguette. It's the tuna mac pasta. It's the corn dipper snack. I mean, seriously, we looked at the list of what they're recalling. This is a 4-hour show. I don't know that we have the time to go through. Basically, if it is from fresh and ready, anything, as best I could tell, don't buy it.
Listeria, they say, is an organism that can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, others with weakened immune systems. They say, although healthy individuals may only suffer from short-term symptoms like high fever, severe headache, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea, a Listeria infection could also cause miscarriages and stillbirths among pregnant women. And then we have another outbreak here. To the well of salmonella, as fresh tomatoes sold in clear plastic clamshells have been recalled across several states due to concerns over salmonella contamination. Ray and Mascari has voluntarily recalled its four-count vine-ripe tomatoes after routine testing flagged the potential presence of salmonella. The recall, announced by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, comes during peak season for the fresh tomato dishes, from BLTs and tacos to pasta salads and picnic fare. It is one of the top causes of foodborne illness is the salmonella in the U.S., and raw produce, like tomatoes, very often can carry contamination if not handled carefully during harvest, transport, or packing. So the details of the recall are the Ray and Mascari 4-count vine-ripe tomatoes, which are in the little plastic clamshell.
Oh, yeah. I see those all the time.
Yeah, don't buy them. But
I never do, is I don't like them.
But, yeah, it's fresh and ready foods. It is City Point Market, fresh food to go, and fresh take crave away. I feel like basically anything you find at the gas station, any of the, like, don't buy them right now. So I guess they, let's see, the recall probably identified used by date between April 22nd of this year and the 19th of this month. Yeah, the three brand names, Fresh and Ready, City Point Market, Fresh Food to Go, Fresh Takeaway Crave. Now, look, I'm not against buying those pre-made sandwiches.
Yeah.
But egg salad is always the one that I'm like, I can't wrap my head around the idea of doing it. And not because I thought there'd be listeria. It's just, you know, it's eggs, right? And, like, if I don't see you make the egg product, I get a little nervous about it.
I bought some Friday night. Thought about you guys.
Yeah. I mean, and look, I know you'll go for it. And there's nothing wrong with that. And like I said, I didn't think listeria. I just pictured it smelling.
These things are everywhere.
Yes.
These tomatoes. I mean, I buy those constantly.
But at least that one doesn't hit Washington State. This other one with the ready or fresh and ready foods,
that's in
Washington as well.
That is.
All over the West, basically, man. So I want to say California, Washington, a couple other places.
Well, they never said it doesn't. What's it contained? What are they worried about?
Listeria.
Yeah, so they don't claim no listeria. They just said it's fresh and ready.
It is fresh and ready. I mean, even the listeria is fresh, and the listeria is ready to F you up.
I seriously do not eat nearly as many mushrooms as I used to since I got food poisoning.
Well, yeah.
But again, the mushroom that you ate was one that even before you cooked it, you identified that
Could have been the chicken.
It was the mushroom.
You said it was purple.
It was.
None of the other ones were.
I've eaten blue
this
mushrooms.
This one mushroom.
I've eaten gray mushrooms.
Looked entirely different, and then it ended up on your plate.
This thing wanted to kill me, man.
It's already a fungus. When a fungus looks like it has another fungus, you definitely don't do it, right?
Right.
It's a mushroom that had a fungus. So this is a fungus that has another fungus. And you said, you know, the hell with it. I'm going to eat it anyway. It was not the chicken.
Dude, I had that Saturday night.
What's that?
Like I was at like this gala.
Yeah.
But the dish I ordered came with like mushrooms all over it.
Okay.
So I kept scraping them off and everybody was like making fun of me. And I was like, I don't like mushrooms.
Why did you order the mushroom dish then?
I didn't really look at it. It was just, do you want meat, fish, or vegetarian option?
Yep.
I said fish because the week before that we had talked about sea bass. Sea bass was delicious. But yeah, the potatoes were covered in mushrooms.
Oh.
What kind of fish was it? Was it sea bass?
It was sea bass.
Okay, there you go,
man. I had to scrape them off, and then everybody kept making fun of me, and then the waiter, finally, I was like, you can take my plate. And he was like, what about the mushrooms? They're like, he doesn't eat the mushrooms.
I'm like, what about the mushrooms? What do you think?
Right.
You see them all sitting on the side, and Dad, I'm guilty of what you do all the time, right? So, and my wife has to remind me, like, when you look at a menu, in the bold print, the headline says what they call the dish. She's like, and then the print under it, which apparently I just never read, will tell you what's in it. So I can't remember where we were, but I ordered something. It was like 3 years ago. Like, what the F? She's like, what? I'm like, there's spinach in this, man. I hate spinach. She's like, it says it right there. So she points at the menu, like the first thing it says. Like, I don't know if it's like a chicken dish. The very next thing it says is with spinach. But somehow my eyes stopped there. So just like you said, like you see the headline, I'm going to run with that. And then I'm pissed off. I'll tell you,
Well, also, I was invited. I was as a guest of somebody else.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Which is very nice. But literally the text said, fish or meat.
Oh, so it didn't.
So I had no idea.
But did you get the wrong thing?
I got my fish.
Did the meat look better?
You know that goes.
This is my wedding dilemma sometimes. Because they offer you
tomorrow. Here's the issue. The fish was delicious. By the time the event ended, I looked at my buddy. I said, do you want to get a pizza? I am starving.
Yeah, fish. Yeah. Just
you got the wrong thing.
The biggest screw, man. Remember Il Forneo in the bottom of Pacific Place?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So they had, they made in-house sandwiches. They'd wrap them up. Fantastic for lunch or breakfast. And they had this Black Forest ham and
croissant.
On the croissant.
Good. I mean, I'm telling you, man, like this sandwich was dynamite. So I went in, I grabbed the sandwich because this is going to be my lunch. And the label said,
I remember that.
So I come in, I unwrap this thing, and it's one of those things, like, you know it's so good that your mouth is starting to water as you're unwrapping it. They labeled it wrong, man. It was the spinach and cream cheese, was it?
Mm-hmm.
I was so freaking pissed off. And I'm like, but I looked at the label. I'm like, man, I did not grab the wrong thing. It says Black Forest ham. There's no meat on this. It is spinach. It is cheese. A Potbelly screwed me once. They made good on it, but I got a chicken salad sandwich, right?
Oh, yeah.
With bacon and cheese, and they wrap it up, comes fresh out of the oven. I walk back to work. It's maybe a 6-block walk. Come up here, the same thing again. My mouth starts watering. Potbelly, by the way, dynamite chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
There's cheese. There's bacon.
Oh, no.
And we are done. So I walk back down to Potbelly. I'm like, do you remember me? They said, you were just here. I said, yeah. I got the chicken salad sandwich. He goes, yeah, I remember that. I said, there's no chicken salad. They just laughed their ass off. They're like, dude, we're so sorry. So they made good on it. But like, how do we forget
that? I got a delivery blackened salmon Caesar salad once.
All right.
Didn't have any dressing. And I was like, and they were like, oh, you'll be fine. I was like, no, I won't be fine. I don't have Caesar dressing at home.
Yeah.
I need the Caesar dressing for the Caesar salad. You just gave me a bowl of lettuce parmesan.
But that's the way I feel about the bagel at Einstein Brothers. They didn't toast it.
Mikey,
they didn't even ask.
You know the rule about seafood. If you get something bad, just get that thing out of your mouth as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Last weekend down in Tacoma, I get the seafood pasta. I put in the shrimp. You know it immediately. You can smell it. You can taste it. There's a mush to it. These two chicks just sat down right beside me at the bar. Okay.
All right.
I get my food. This is like my second bite of this pasta, and I take a bite of the shrimp, and all of a sudden I can taste the mush.
Oh.
And I went. And I mean, I spit that thing out rocket speed, man, with these two chicks right beside me. The one like leans over and looks. And I'm like, it was a bad shrimp. It was a bad shrimp. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Like, I mean, it was like it hit the plate real hard. Then I was paranoid to eat the rest of it.
Oh, I would be too.
I would, yeah.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.